Okay, this isn't an air conditioner. It's a shiny red Dodge Caravan. But much in the same way that a relatively small investment keeps the hypothetical woman in the governor's story out of the hospital, this minivan is helping to keep real live drug addicted mothers on the road to recovery.
I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So at 2 a.m, when they really want to use, if they call me, I'll go meet them.
Debbie Hall is a mentor to high-risk pregnant women in Marion County. She and 3 other mentors take mothers and their kids to medical appointments, school, and to job interviews. The goal is to help the young women shake their drug addiction and eventually give birth to a healthy child. Hall knows what the women are going through. She's a recovering addict herself.
Crack cocaine was my drug of choice.
The other 3 mentors are also former drug addicts. Hall says that powerful connection is part of what makes them qualified to do this work.
I still had shame and guilt and humiliation and embarrassment and all the things that we bring to the table when we're trying to get clean. I had it too.
Now, here's the thing about those minivans. There's no billing code in the Oregon Health Plan for minivan, even if the vehicles help prevent the costly care needed for a drug-addicted baby. So WVP Health Authority, the Salem-based agency that leases them, set aside a portion of its Medicaid reimbursements designated for front office expenses and used it instead for on-the-ground services, like transportation. It's that kind of flexibility with healthcare dollars that's at the heart of Governor Kitzhaber's proposed healthcare transformation. And the chance to shape the overhaul is bringing lobbyists and healthcare professionals by the droves to the Capitol this month. Crowds at legislative healthcare meetings have spilled out into the hallways. Waiting for his turn to testify is Kelly Morgan. He's the CEO of Mercy Medical Center in Roseburg. And he says flexibility would give healthcare providers like him more options.
Everything now is pretty well siloed from a financial standpoint. You know, we have the pool of money for medical, we have the pool for dental, and we have the pool for psychiatry and for mental health.
Mercy and several other Roseburg health agencies are forming one of Oregon's first coordinated care organizations. That's Governor Kitzhaber's term for the partnerships that will form to spend the newly mingled health care dollars. And that brings us back to the governor's story about the air conditioner. Just about everyone in the Capitol has heard it.
The air conditioner story. Yeah, I know it by heart, yeah.
Including State Representative Jim Thompson. He co-chairs the House Healthcare Committee. He says he shares the governor's sense of urgency in reining in the cost of medical care, but Thompson says it's a steep hill to climb.
We have to take the present healthcare system and almost totally rearrange it overnight to make it work. We don't have a long transition period. We don't have a plan B once we launch this thing.
Still, Thompson thinks there is enough support in the legislature for the overhaul measure to pass this month. If it does, a consultant hired by the state predicts the effort could save billions of dollars over the next decade. And that would buy a lot of air conditioners and minivans. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.